I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Minister, I wanted to ask you, first of all, something that we chatted about last year a couple of times and in the lead up to the election is cyclists, the registration and licensing of cyclists. Where is that at?
Look, I indicated last week that we will have a round table. I've got the recommendations from the department. Remember the conversations you and I had a couple of times before the election, the last of which I think when we were on the road. What I'm going to do is bring all the people together, whether you're pedestrians, cyclists, police, the whole lot of groups, so we can sit around and discuss them, know-in-your-face stuff. We want to come up with a solution out of this that's going to provide a better place. We don't want narcs. We don't want people that hate cyclists and people that hate car drivers. We just want a sensible argument to come up with something that's going to protect lives and get people to be able to enforce rules.
Good plan. Is on the other side of this, though, like at the very core of it, we do want licensing and registration for cyclists, though, don't we? We want to tool it the right way here and get everyone happy, but that's what we're after, isn't it?
Well, we've got to be careful. Well, the key to the thing, if we're to enforce rules both for the cars and for the cyclists, we need to be able to identify who's involved.
Yes.
And that's the key. I've got to be careful that I'm not soon to be bringing something in that's just soon to be a revenue raiser. What we need is the minimum. To be able to put rules in place and have people adhere to them. And if they don't adhere to them, to be able to find out who they are.
So the identification of cyclists is the key. Without that, the whole discussion's kind of worthless, isn't it?
In my mind, it is. And look, there'll be lots of other things that we'll add. Our ideas won't be finite. There'll be great ideas from the people that are involved. And it's not just the noisy ones. There are some very large cycling groups who are not as noisy as others. We want a full representation of across-the-board people.
If you get, though, and I think this is the fear, is that if you get the cycling lobby in there, they're going to say there is no way in hell we're ever going to agree with cyclists being identified, whether they're wearing a vest or it's written on the back of their helmet or strapped to them on neon. They're going to find a way to say no to you. They don't want it. That's the fear.
Look, that's the fear, but I don't think that's the reality when you get the extended group of people that are involved in the sport and in the recreation. There is a noisy minority that want to be able to do everything and have no responsibility.
Yeah.
There is a huge majority who want to do the right thing and would like and deserve to have the right thing done by them. And they're the people that we're more interested in listening to. Obviously, we'll have some of the extreme views, but by having a round table, bringing people in that want to fix the problem rather than just causing problems, I'm hopeful that we'll get a solution.
They're a powerful lobby, Bicycle New South Wales. Are you afraid of them?
No, I'm not afraid of lobby groups, provided I do the right thing. If I do the wrong thing, I'll cop it. And I deserve to. If in good faith we're putting up logical stuff that is there for the safety of pedestrians, cyclists, and making the congestion work on our roads and sharing the spaces properly, with respect, I don't believe I've got anything to fear.
So we need to have identification. We need to have insurance. Will need to be a pretty key part of it, I think.
It certainly will. But they're the sort of things that we need to discuss. The Amy Jewlett Foundation's meter that matters. I've always been convinced by that. And I think that should be on the table. But in my view, these things don't work without an ability to be able to have rules.
So you'll need to give them something to say, well, look, we'll have this meter rule where a car can't go within a meter of a cyclist and vice versa. You'll need to present them with something to win them over.
Well, that's what they want.
Yeah.
There is a large group, and I think it's a valid ask.
And you're happy to give it?
Well, I am, provided we can get it to work. The meter matters, we can enforce it with car drivers. It's a little bit harder with cyclists. So it has to be a two-way street. We have to be careful with people who are pedestrians, particularly our older people with fragile bones. We can't have people going too fast in share zones and don't caring. And this arrogant attitude, whether it's from cyclists or from car drivers, and it persists, and it's only a small group. You know, it'd be less than a percent in each group that do it. But sadly, that becomes the representative thing.
Minister, we don't know that. You say it's only 1%. It could be 20%. But unless we can identify the people, the cyclists, unless we can actually identify them, then we have no idea how big the problem is.
Well, and equally, we need an ability to be able to stop it.
Yeah.
And part of stopping it and enforcing rules don't work unless you can enforce them. They're just a waste of space.
Have you got a timeline on this when you'd like to see it in place?
Look, we need the discussion within the next 2 months. We're working to put that in place and talk to the various groups. I think if I put a timeline on getting it in place out of that, I would limit the discussion. Frankly, in my mind, sooner rather than later is where it needs to happen.
By the end of the year?
Oh, yeah, at least.
At least by the end of the year.
Yeah,
okay.
I would like to have it done before the third quarter. That's allowing 3 months backwards and forwards. Surely that's enough time.
Before I let you go, are you a Mad Max fan by any chance?
Well, we've got Mad Max in town tomorrow.
I know.
The Interceptors are there. And look, we've got to be careful with it. We've out of the Transport Management Centre, we've given them permission to use the Carl Expressway for the day.
Three hours, 10 till 1.
Yeah, the publicity for Sydney and New South Wales, you can't put a value on that. To be able to bring those iconic vehicles in there and have the backdrop of the Opera House, the Harbour Bridge is terrific.
Yeah, it's a good thing, though, you don't have an election the following weekend, because it does tick off the locals, things like this, doesn't it?
Look, it does. I think there's probably a greater feeling of support to it.
Yeah.
I think across the generations, Mad Max, going back to the original one out at Silverton, I'm a car freak. I just love cars. I almost wept when I saw that XB Falcon GT hardtop massacred into the Interceptor, which at the end they had to give away. And then they had to get it back for the second one, whereas it was intact. I don't know what it'd be worth, $200,000 or $300,000.
You are a car nut, aren't you?
I am, and there was another one. There was another XB, which was a four-door V8, a 302, which is out of the Victorian Police Department. That was the yellow one that Mr. Gibbs had driven as well.
Yeah, What do you drive yourself, Minister? Are you
a trade spotter?
You don't have to tell me, but what do you actually drive yourself?
My vehicle that I drive as my ministerial vehicle is a Volkswagen four-wheel drive.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.